Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
You're not even going to start
with
three?
You got anything to say? You got anything to say to the people?
I think you can tell it. I'm okay with it.
I won. Now, it was not a blowout. I won by one wing, basically. I'll set it up. By the way, this is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. He's Carlo Barone. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. So we did 12 at a time. First plate, no problem. Second plate, no problem. Third plate, there were some struggles.
No, it was no problem. I knew the whole time I was finishing that third one.
Finished the third one too, but like it was more difficult than the first two.
Yeah.
And then
naturally.
So at that point, I say, let me go down to six. I'll take a six piece. And he's sitting there and he's like, I don't know. And I said, all right. After a few minutes, I was like, I'm going to put you on a timer. We got 3 minutes. You got to make a decision. If in 3 minutes you say you want to go, keep going, we'll keep going. But if you don't, I'm going to eat one wing off this plate so I can win. And at about 30 seconds left, he's like, I'm out. So 37-36 was the final.
I don't know what the line was. Would y'all want to think? I covered it for sure, though.
No, at BaroneDuel.com, I think you were like a favorite.
No, you were saying, you were asking me during the wing challenge, why do I think I'm a favorite? As a winner, you can't go into something ever expecting to lose.
I'm not
you
saying
can't.
That. I'm just talking about, like, as a member of the media, you know, unbiased, you got to.
Well, you know, people thought 15 wings was going to be the margin
of
defeat.
Never going to happen. I knew that you had enough to be
covered, whatever the actual
spread you had,
was.
You had what it took to. So that being said, I'm not going to lie. I feel terrible.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I feel awful. It's terrible. Why not? Yesterday, we were talking about playing football at 37. Well, eating 37 wings at 50, not a great idea either.
No.
I don't know how 36 feels at 24.
It's not fantastic.
So I never did show you that picture of me from the
That actually might be the most wings I've ever had in one sitting. Maybe. It's close to it for sure.
I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little strange, Carlo, if Brupolo was in Rising Sun.
It would be a little strange.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Glasses here. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Feet, flow by the half shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, we're at game week. So if you're in the Jackson area, you can always stop by on your way. But if not, hey, after this game, you got a few weeks, do your shopping, head to College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll tell you after.
Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that give you a level of service you can only get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. You okay over there?
Mississippi Beef Council, brother.
Did I skip them?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, I did.
I was just thinking in my mind.
You know why? Because I just had 30. Yeah. We just ate 71 pieces of chicken.
That's very true.
73 pieces of chicken. And there's no room for beef.
Yeah.
But when there is room for beef, it's what's for dinner, right? What is it?
Yeah, beef.
It's what's for dinner. Just the word beef. It's like, I don't want to think about it. I'm not going to think about any of the delicious things you can eat with beef. You guys think about them for us. Beef, it's what's for dinner. We love our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. My buddy John Talty hooking me up with a copy of his book.
There you go.
I'm looking forward. Did you read the excerpt?
No.
I'm going to judge whether or not I can read it on air. Vanity Fair has an excerpt of this the book. Here we go. All right. From John Talty's book, Lane Being Lane. Is that the name of it? I believe what it is.
I don't know.
John Talty?
I haven't.
CBS Sports?
Well, I know who he is, but I didn't realize he was releasing a book on Kiffin.
It's coming out the week of the LSU game. The LSU Ole Miss game. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I believe it's called Lane Being Lane.
Okay.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Oh, I think I did see this on Twitter on the way in.
All right. I can edit it. Right. Yeah. This is a quote. These are quotes from the book that are also quotes from regular people. Quote, "You've got to keep Lane away from the girls that are in college," Saban said, according to one former coach. "Just keep him away from the sorority girls. Make sure they've graduated college or are working a job." Layla and the kids never made the move to Tuscaloosa, leaving Kiffin to go off the rails, frequenting Tuscaloosa area bars. On at least one occasion, an Alabama staffer had to go to Innisfree Irish Pub to retrieve a golf cart Kiffin had left there the night before. Innisfree co-owner Derek Purdy would call me and say, "Your boy Lane's back in here asking where the hotties are," says Josh Booty. Remember Josh Booty? You shouldn't, but he played at LSU.
Yeah. Quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you introduce me to the hotties? As one friend of Kiffin's during that time put it, he was afraid Kiffin was going to, quote, drink himself to death. He was lonely without his family, and he was facing intense pressure working for a man he couldn't understand. The stress was almost unbearable at times, and he looked for relief around town. With that came guilt and further strain from his family over his actions. Quote, "I've seen him crying on the floor, crying like a GD baby," the friend described, when Kiffin faced repercussions from mistakes that impacted his family. Quote, "And then I've seen him doing stuff," didn't say stuff, "like you've got to put your back in your pants." Layla filed for divorce in March of 2016, citing irreconcilable differences. A month before the filing, Kiffin issued a statement to Fox Sports stating the couple had, quote, mutually decided to divorce. So I just texted John. I was like, I do have a copy. He sent me a copy of his other two books. I was like, I got one of these companies. He's like, yeah, what's your address? Like, let's go.
Can you send me that tweet?
Yeah, sure can.
I need to fill in the gap here. I think I know what it is, though.
It's from College Sports Only.
Oh, wait.
Oh, John Talty replied. Let me see what he said. I bet he put a link to the book. Oh, if you want more, yeah, exactly what he did. Carlo. Sorry for all this, folks, but I thought that was interesting. I mean, if there's anything we like on this show, it's taking shots at Lane Kiffin, especially when he's the one helping us out. He's providing the ammunition. All right, let's get into the show. I want to let you guys know something. There's no such thing as a ULM beat writer, all right? Those things don't exist. The Monroe paper is a Gannett paper, which means it's more of a statewide publication. I went to their webpage. I went to the sports page. The first six stories are about LSU. So I was able to find a guy who runs like a blog, a Substack, but couldn't make the schedules work. So we're not going to have any kind of real opponent preview, but we will talk about the Warhawks a little later in the show. But what we haven't talked about, Carlo, is the depth chart announced on Monday after we finished recording. Let's just jump right into it. We'll go through it. Surprise or no surprise? Huge surprise at quarterback. Billy Puckett as the number two guy.
I tweeted that. I was like, the fact that true freshman, high school football player in like January.
Puckett?
Or no, wait, is he?
No, he's been
here. Oh, excuse me. Still, second year player. What was he? 19, he's probably 19 years
old. He is a true sophomore.
Okay, so he's a second year player.
I'm sorry, he's a redshirt freshman, my bad.
Yeah, so second.
Yeah, second year on campus.
The fact that he's already that high is, that's not nothing.
It's interesting.
I said it was something on my Twitter. It's very interesting.
Jaden Rashada just not going to play, I guess.
No.
Which is fine by me, for being totally honest.
AJ Swan's the guy that was at like five schools, right?
Yeah, he's been in the SEC.
Yeah,
before,
so. Yeah.
Running back, no surprise, Fluff Bothwell, Colin Wilson, or Xavier Gayton.
I feel like that's been the story with those two for
kind of surprised
the last 2 years.
They didn't really do a third string guy, I guess, on this one. But like, I'm surprised that neither one of the freshmen are on. I really do think
I'm not really.
All right,
because also they're freshmen. You don't want to tip off people that aren't paying attention.
True. Wide receiver, one of the wide receivers.
A little bit of a surprise here.
I agree. Zion Reagans starting over Aiden Williams and Zion Crumpton. The biggest surprise is I thought Aiden Williams and Sanfrisco McGee played the same position, and I thought Marquise Johnson and Zion Reagans played the same position. They don't. So I wonder Aiden Williams, I said, was having a great camp, and then he's been banged up the last week or so. I wonder
He's probably still.
if that's what that is. So, but Zion coming in, hey, good for him. And he provides that super deep threat.
I feel
That's
like both the wide receivers outside of the slot, all six of those guys, down to Matt, actually, maybe not Matt Mayfield, but the first three and then the last two, I think they're all going to play.
I've heard Matt Mayfield's name a few times coming out of camp. He's got good speed.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah, but the thing we've talked about before is that Lebby just doesn't play that many receivers.
No. Yeah, but you're telling me
Reagans.
Marquise Johnson's not going to be on the field
Well,
for
I think you're going to
that.
see Zion Reagans, Aiden Williams. We're talking about not maybe not this week, right? But like when you talk about real games, Anthony Evans, McGee, Marquise Johnson, and then of the Capehart, Harris, Crumpton, Mayfield, one of those guys probably. And
Crumpton
honestly,
more than the other two,
well, I
probably.
think Capehart might be the guy because of the, again, the elite
The
speed.
speed, yeah.
So that's your wide receiver. Only two tight ends on the depth chart, Sam West and Joseph Skipworth. Some people got on me back before you were on the show. We were Robbie and I talked, Robbie Falk, who of course is no longer with us. And I just kind of glossed over Riley Williams. People were like, we signed a four-star tight end. And I was just like, eh. And he's not even on the depth chart. So
Exactly.
Sam West is the guy there. Skipworth is interesting though. I've heard his name a couple times here and there, but nothing. It's a little surprising to see him second string, to be
Yeah.
honest with you. I wonder where Zaion Cotton, like how he's going to fit into that.
Probably, yeah. He's probably still got a year, maybe,
Well,
but
I bet. Well, he's the kind of guy that you could see
yeah, the
in
red
the
zone
well in the
we
fourth
talked
quarter of
about.
this game, coming in there and
Oh,
just being
yeah.
so much more of a better athlete than everybody else on ULM's second and third string. That he just makes a ridiculous play, and then next week he doesn't play against Minnesota. And everyone's like, "Where's Zion Cotton? He had
Yeah.
this huge play." So, left to right,
This was a little bit of a
well, we'll start
surprise.
with the starters with McVay, Chester, Boone, Prudhomme, Shumpert, Perkins. That's what we've been saying for the past few weeks. I do wonder because McVay got an oar with Blake Steen. I wonder if that's kind of the.
Yeah.
If he hadn't gotten arrested last week, I don't even think he get arrested or got in trouble, whatever it is. Lebby said they handled that internally. That might
That might be part of it.
be part of it. But that has been the group we've heard. So my question is, who are the other, like the next three? Steen is obviously one of
Steve
them.
is one.
I think Toothman is one. The true freshman, Dalton
That he
Toothman.
feels good about?
Yeah, which
Yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah, I
True
put this on
freshman.
my Twitter too. The fact that he's already a second string, he did play tackle in high school
He
though,
did, but they've moved him inside.
which is interesting.
Yeah. And then another name I've heard a few times out of camp is Jamari Freeman. You might remember him. Late addition to this class from Mercer, who was the SoCon. He was a first team also Southern Conference player for them. Came in late. I think he actually missed the spring. But I think he could be the next guy. So Steen is your swing tackle. And then Toothman and Freeman, kind of your swing guards, and Steen can go inside too. I think Steen is actually better suited
To
inside,
go inside.
but
Pause.
you just don't. That was a good one. That was a good one. That made me laugh. But you just don't have anybody else at that tackle position. So State's left tackle. I mean, we talked about it a lot. They just screwed up in the portal. They put all their money, put all the eggs into Jordan Seaton. When there were other guys out there, they could have paid half that money to
Yeah.
and gotten them. Like they were going to willing. I know for a fact they were willing to go to $6 million on Jordan Seaton, and they probably could have given Lance Hurd $3.5 million, had another 2.5 to play with, and gotten him here to Mississippi State. I really do believe that. Now I could be completely wrong. I wasn't in on those meetings, but goodness gracious, it just feels like that was a whiff, and so be it. Defensive side of the ball. Defensive line, we'll start with the front three. Will Whitson, no surprise. Dre Bledsoe at the nose tackle over Daylon Evans is a little bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, I was
I
a
thought
little surprised.
Bledsoe would be at the tackle and Evans would be at the nose. Not the case. DJ Reed is your starting defensive tackle. So Whitson, bless you. Bledsoe, Reed could be your starters. You do get an or for DJ Reed with Trevion Williams. I mean, we've talked about this before. If Calvin Dinkins is your third player, if he's a third string guy, he's a pretty good football player. Like that's real depth. Diesel Moy, I know we've made jokes about Diesel, and all that, but he can fill that role of the space eater in the middle who can blow things up. Jason Jenkins is an interesting guy coming over from Florida State. We'll see what he can do, but I mean, compare that defensive line depth chart to what it was Lebby's first year.
Yeah,
There's no comparison.
not at all. I think you hit the nail on the head with the defensive line depth. It's just so different. And yeah, I was surprised Evans was is in the two or the three spot. But I mean, they're gonna rotate those guys anyway,
Agree.
probably. So
Agree. Especially this first game.
yeah.
All right. At the Jack, no surprise that it's Amari Williams. Interesting to see Gus Cordova there. I thought he was more of a hand in the ground defensive end type, be playing around the Will Whitson position. But apparently, he's going to be have the hand up and play as that that pass rusher. He's a very intriguing prospect, as is LaKendrick James, who redshirted last year. One of these three guys needs 5+ sacks. I'm putting that on them right now. One of those three guys needs to be a 5-sack guy. If I can get 5 is the low end. If I get 5 sacks out of Amari Williams, I'll feel pretty good. Feel pretty good. Mike linebacker, surprised to see Jalen Smith there. Again, I didn't realize Tillman and Lockhart were playing the same position.
Yeah.
I thought it would be Tillman and Lockhart, but instead
I
it's
thought
Jalen
it
Smith and Zachary Tillman.
Yeah, I thought so too. But again, that's a position that we know Arnett's going to sub a lot.
Especially this
You're, I
person,
mean, you're
again.
telling me Tyler Lockhart is going to be on the sideline. That's a joke.
That's something, Arnett his first few years was not big on subbing guys in and out. And there's no way, right, that Lockhart's not
No,
playing.
there's no way.
He can't play.
He'll play. So,
All right.
yeah.
Corners, Jett Jefferson and Kelly Jones, no
No
surprise there.
surprise.
Quentin Taylor is kind of the nickelback in that situation. I think he's more of a slot guy. Jamrock Grimsley and Caleb Singleton are CB3 and 4. At the dog safety, Isaac Smith, which, by the way, if you're a aggregator who doesn't live in Mississippi, Mississippi State has been saying dog safety since the 90s. I just want to point that out. With Jordan Gilbert and Marcus Williams at the safety. So my pick of Kendall Dolby was wrong, going back to the
I think I
alternate
had
too.
Marcus Williams,
You
yeah.
did. I had, well, I didn't have Marcus Williams. I had Dolby is behind Isaac Smith. So Duke Johnson or Braylon Womack. We're going to see Braylon Womack sooner rather than later.
Probably on
Well, we
Saturday.
definitely see him on Saturday, but I'm talking about like maybe making a big impact, maybe moving into the starting lineup
Yeah.
sooner
Give
rather
him
than
a
later.
few games.
The talent is just undeniable. So a few small surprises, nothing crazy. I mentioned this. I remember last year when this came out and Albert Reese was at left tackle and people just lost their minds. They're like, what do you mean he's at left tackle? What's he doing there? He's not supposed to be there. Instead, he ended up being State's best offensive line. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned it on the show. Shout out to Albert Reese. He made the 53-man roster for the Panthers. I liked Albert. He was always, I had a chance to speak to him once at Media Days. And then I just had a knack for running into him when I was leaving the stadium. I think it happened like 3 or 4 times. And he and I would chat. His mom was always really nice, and she was a Thunder and Lightning listener, really sweet lady. But Albert is a great young man, and I'm glad to see. I hate that he's on the Panthers because I don't want him messing with Cam Jordan. But congrats to him though.
Yeah,
Good
congrats to
kid.
them.
And you see the Saints pick up Decameron Richardson yesterday.
I did not see that.
Yeah, they picked him up off the waiver
Wow.
wire. So Bulldogs in the NFL. It's
One more
nice.
thing about the depth chart I want to
Yeah,
mention.
go ahead.
Punt and kick returner, Marquise Johnson named the kick returner. Evans is the punt returner, is not that surprising.
Right.
Colin Wilson's number two, though, which,
Explosive speed
yeah, that
guy.
makes
Makes sense
sense.
to have him back there.
And then
I like having running backs return
he's
kicks.
also the kick returner as well.
Yeah, I like having running backs return kicks more than wide receivers.
He's had his wide receivers return
He
kickoffs,
has.
like,
Well, Devon Booth was his kickoff
yeah,
guy.
that's true.
So, and then no surprise, obviously, with Pulliam at punter. Kyle Ferry is the kicker. I have no idea who Osen Flynn is, but he's the backup for both of those things.
Okay, who's in?
William Wilkinson, the holder, Kyle Rushing, who's a really good long snapper for State, as is in that position as well. So that's your MSU depth chart. Not a lot of surprises. Now that said, it's time to play the game with this. Like, what does this depth chart look like in week 5? Yeah, are injured players still on it? Are they actually keeping up with it? So I don't know. I
We'll
don't know the
see.
answer to that. So we will see. Interesting stuff. Good for State though to put it out, and it's finally, this is the moment when the depth chart comes out. That for me is the moment where, okay,
The
now
season starts
the
becoming
season is
real.
starting. All right, we know who the starting lineup is going to be for Mississippi State, and getting I'm getting into the locked in mode for,
Oh, I'm ready.
you're ready.
Yeah. For me,
I
it
couldn't
started.
tell earlier. You didn't look very ready.
I've lost by one wing, and you were
No, I'm
a
full.
loss is a loss. I'm full. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm full.
Are you?
Are
Hold
you
on.
gonna keep going?
Just
Yeah,
wanted
I know I lost. I
to.
lost by one.
I was going to say that you lost, but you're making fun of me.
I chose to go out on my own terms. I chose to end it my way. I said
As for mistakes,
I'm good.
I've had a few.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Robbie just tweeted us too.
Robbie Fall?
Yeah, who's
What,
no
did he hear
longer with
about it or
us.
something?
Well, it was your tweet, threatening me before the
Oh,
win contest.
did Carlo challenge you? Yes.
No, I did not tell you challenged
What?
me because you lost.
Just said that I knew that I could eat more wings, and you were like, "Well, let's prove it."
I don't know. I wouldn't. I to go and say I challenged you is a lot though. I'll say.
Eh. Well, victory is mine. How did I win, though, by the way? I had to pay the tab.
That's very true.
So, all right,
Yeah.
I'll get you back at the end of the season with this SEC thing.
Maybe.
Anthony,
Probably not.
yeah, I'll tell Miss Lightning to come to Anthony's with us, and you can pick up her tab too.
Oh man, I don't know about
Only if she calls me "Hey Dad," though.
that.
You got to talk to her about that.
I don't know if I want to now.
Why not?
Because he's just, I don't know, you're about to penalize me. I'll tell her. It's fine.
Penalizing you for
You'll
that.
probably hear about this. Someone will probably fill her
Yeah,
in.
say, well, who's her friend that she,
There's a lot of.
Annabeth.
Yeah.
Annabeth, tell her that call me "Hey Dad."
Okay.
It's like I was trying to remember that I've seen them hanging out before. So, yeah, that's the depth chart. All right, let's move into a little ULM preview that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meat. Oh, God.
Yeah, thanks,
You know
guys.
what? You guys don't get an ad read today. I can't even think about you. All right. I gotta decompress from Two Brothers for a little while. We'll talk about the older brother. Great sandwiches over there. Fantastic. Go check them out for dinner this weekend. If you can get a table at the older brother for dinner, I absolutely recommend that you do that. You will be so pleasantly surprised by what's going on over there. Especially if you've only been for lunch. You're like, well, the sandwiches are great. When you go in there and eat what they've got on the dinner menu, you're gonna be absolutely very impressed. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, it's great, but I just can't. I cannot right now. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. No? Okay. I thought the last couple times I've looked up, you're like, you got a little gleam in your eye, like I think you're about to say it. I got a feeling I know when this it's gonna. Some other things will have to happen. I feel like if State wins the Egg Bowl, you'll drop it there. That's what I'm thinking. I saw that look, by the way.
We'll see.
I saw the look though of I saw that.
You think they're going to win
Not right now. But it's the Egg Bowl. Stranger things have happened.
Bowl? That would be kind of strange. That'd be strange.
You're right, Carlo. He's not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks. Anyway, if you're looking for business technology, our friends at Advantage Business Systems have got you taken care of, not only with the products you're looking for, but with the guarantee of service after the sale. Anybody can sell you a copier, right? You can go get some guy off the street, sell you a copier. Is that guy going to be there when the time comes and something goes wrong and you need it repaired? No, he will not. But Advantage Business Systems will be, and they've been doing it for 50 years, so you can trust them. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go this weekend. You're going to be in Starkville. Make sure you're making a trip to Maroon & Co. You got to get, look, I know how it is. You bring the family up. They want to go get new Mississippi State gear. Wife wants to go see what's up there. Kids want new t-shirts, new polos, maybe a cheerleader outfit for your daughters, maybe for a jersey for the sons, whatever it is. They've got it at Maroon & Co. and they've got great deals available. And of course, they have our promo code Thunder15, 15% off regular price, some exclusions to apply. If you're in Starkville this weekend for the game, make sure you're going to Maroon & Co. We were right. This is what I am having to catch my breath
I'm
more.
telling you, man,
Like,
I'm fine over here.
are
But
you?
yeah, I'm good, man.
Just the burden of defeat on you?
Man, I covered the spread. I put it all on the line.
Do you get a trophy for covering the spread?
Think people are going to be impressed with 36. I'm okay with it.
Knew you were. I knew you had it in you. I was not, I had a lot of, I wouldn't say it was false bravado. I knew I was going to win, but I knew it wasn't going to just be a walk in the park. My left arm is going numb. Is that a problem?
I went into this wing competition, thinking I was going to win. So,
I feel like we need like a post game. Go get Avery. Go get Miss Lightning. She needs to open the microphone and we just be like, yeah, tough break out there, Carlo. What happened?
it'd be nice to stand up a
Yeah.
little
We should have done this standing up. We need a standing
bit.
desk. And she's going, Brian, you look great. Well, she would say Brian too. She'd be like, Brian, you look great out there. What happened? Well, tell us how you were able to defeat Carlo. Oh, first off, I give all thanks to God.
I would have to answer that like a Mendoza press conference.
Yeah. I give all thanks. Anyway, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. No wings there. I don't. Well, actually, they do have wings technically because they sell chicks. Now, I wouldn't want to eat chick wings. Probably not a
No,
lot of meat
don't
on
want to
them,
eat
but
anything right now.
I don't want to eat those ever. But I definitely don't want to eat those right now. But if I do want to mow my grass, I need to go to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden to get a brand new John Deere zero turn mower. Great financing available, great deals available. Go visit them, talk to their credit department. John Deere in North Mississippi starts at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber. That's the name to know and the name to trust. They've been doing it a long time and they are willing here. They are here to help you do whatever it is you need to get done with your land. You need help managing your land, your timber, your resources. You just need advice. You just need somebody to come in, take a look around and say, this is what we can do. That's where they're really going to shine for you. And that advice is just a phone call away. But if you're looking to buy or sell land, be it, a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is absolutely here to help that purchase or that sale go through. They are experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. And one more thing, we've got to remind you guys about the official apparel provider for Thunder and Lightning, Section 103. I've been saying this for the past few weeks. There was a long thread about game day polos on the Mississippi State On3 board. And you're seeing these prices for some of these places. It's like $125, $140, in some cases like $160 for one polo. Guys, you can get two polos from Section 103 for that price. Two high quality, cool, good looking, good fitting polos. Plus, use our promo code TL10, takes 10% right off the top. You're saving money. You're getting two for the price of one. And it's not for nothing. All right, these are really good, high quality shirts. Carlo and I both have got two or three shirts now. We love them. They have a full selection of hats. Rope hats are involved. And they've got hoodies, they've got t-shirts. Definitely want to go give it a look. Section103.com. Use the promo code TL10 at checkout to save 10% for your official apparel provider of Thunder and Lightning. All right. Earlier today, this guy's name caught my attention. Let me see if I can find him here. I should have brought it up just a second. Yeah. Yes. From Pete Thamel. Sources. By the way, Pete, why do you have a ULM source? Like, why? Why do you
The
need that?
team probably just told them what it
Yeah.
is.
It's like, hey, Pete, this is, Bob Jones at ULM, to which he replied, K. Or just give, you know what he did? He didn't even give it the full emoji thumbs up. He gave it the one that on the reply. Louisiana Monroe is naming Aiden Armenta the starter at quarterback. He's thrown for 2,921 yards in his last 2 years there. Began his career at New Mexico. So they're saying that in the last 2 years at ULM, he has combined for that many yards. That's not great.
No.
Let me see his stats here.
Was
Hold on.
he starting though?
Well, I'm about to tell you. So last year, Aiden Armenta, he played in 12 games, played 11 games last year, 12 the year before. Last year, 58% completion percentage, 1,629 yards, 12 touchdowns to 8 interceptions, no threat on the ground, 60 carries for 57 yards. He did score a couple of touchdowns there. So that's the ULM, quarterback situation.
Well, they run the ball religiously, don't they?
They are a run first kind of team, no
Yeah.
question. So, oh God. It really was a bad idea to do
No,
this, but
bad.
well, no, by the way, I just want to let you know. You've seen Rocky, right? Please tell me
Yeah,
you've seen Rocky.
yes.
You know, at the end where Creed is like, "Hey, go be no rematch," and
Yeah.
Rocky says, "Don't want one. That's us right now.
Not at all.
Be no rematch."
I texted Avery that I had 36, and she said, "Is Brian in pain too?"
I am.
Is Brian though?
Oh, she said, "Bro, come on, man.
Well,
Does she not like me? Why does she not like me? I'm so likable." I think she doesn't like me.
likes you.
I don't know.
I think she does.
I mean, I would go through this this list of guys. The chances of you knowing any of these guys is very low. There is one familiar name, and that's Brandon Buckhalter. Now, you might remember that name. You wouldn't, but Hartfield Academy, was committed to Mississippi State, flipped to Ole Miss in the signing process, then went to UAB. Now he's at UL Monroe. For his career, he has 11 catches. So, but he is listed as one of their starters. So we'll see how that all pans out. Defensive side of the ball, just Marcus Ross, former Mississippi State Bulldog, is one of their starters. He's starting it for them at inside linebacker, 35 tackles a year ago for the Warhawks. A guy that was, I think he was part of Lebby's first signing class here. But again, just not a lot of familiar names. The analytics don't like this team. The eye test doesn't like this team. It's one of those situations, Carlo, where I'm trying to be respectful. I don't want to just be like, well, yeah, they suck. But
I mean, there's a talent gap.
that's the nicest way to put it.
There just is.
There's a very noticeable talent. I got in trouble last year. I didn't get in trouble. Some USM fans got mad at me last year. Imagine that. Because I said, look, this is an SEC team playing a Sun Belt team.
Yeah.
All right. At the end of the day, there's a talent gap. And the worst SEC team and the best Sun Belt team, there's still a talent gap. Like last year, I don't think Arkansas would have beaten James Madison, but I would think that Arkansas was more talented than James Madison.
They might have,
Right.
because just because their offense
Yeah,
was
Taylen Green
ridiculous.
would have just done that for
Their
them.
offense was like so good, but the defense was just
So bad. It was so
so
bad.
bad. It was a great game to watch, though.
But that's my point, though. So this is I would say Mississippi State is a middle of the pack to top of the lower part of the pack SEC team. Okay. This is maybe the worst team in the Sun Belt. This is one of the worst teams in college football in FBS. There's a noticeable, sizable talent gap. And that's why you and I have both been so adamant about this game that it better look like that. It better be a
Has to.
35 plus. The line is 28 and a half. That should be an easy cover.
You should like
Should be
you.
close to a first half cover.
This should be like a 21-0, 28-0, 35-0 kind of game. Just because of the talent that State has, the guys that are returning, and everything, and simply the people that just ULM doesn't have. So this should be a touchdown, three and out, touchdown, three and out, touchdown, 21-0, like second quarter.
It absolutely should be. You're
It'd
right.
be an old Packers Bears game. Those were all the time that happened.
Yeah, like end of the first quarter, 17-0. End of the first half,
24, 31.
31-7, something like that. End of the third quarter, 45-10, and then whatever happens in the fourth quarter just happens. If you give up a touchdown in the fourth quarter and you win 52-17, I'm not going to be sitting here quibbling about that,
No.
right? And again, we'll look at it more on Monday's show, but I'm going to break down that depth, the box score, yards per carry, quarterback hurries allowed, quarterback hurries four, sacks allowed, sacks four, things like that. I'm going to be looking at that kind of stuff. I want to try to have as I've been saying it for months. I really do believe it, and I'm going to come back to this show on Monday and tell you exactly that like this is, what I feel. I still feel very confident. I got to see the results Saturday. If it doesn't go the way I want it to, perhaps I'll change my mind. But I still feel very, very confident about State's chances to go to Minnesota and win that game. South Carolina is going to be a tough one, but if State's 2-0 and they're playing good football, they have a great chance to win that game. So we shall see. We shall see. Ladies and gentlemen, when you click on this podcast tomorrow, it will be the three P's, the first one. The 2026 season. We have made it, ladies and gentlemen. So we will talk to you tomorrow. We will give you our preview. We will give you our playmakers. We will make our predictions for Mississippi State and Louisiana Monroe. But until then, for Carlo Barone, second place in the 2026 Wing Eating Challenge, I'm Brian Haydad, Wing Eating Champion.
Of September 2nd.
I would say you want to go again, but I just said ain't gonna be no rematch.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. I don't, but there's not gonna be a Rocky 2 on this one,
No.
you know. I'm just like trying to pick the wing up, like, cut me, Mick. Cut me. I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.